You've seen it, of course. It's Venus, also known as the evening star. It's that brilliant star in the northwest, the first few hours after sunset. It's not high up, but it's not too low either, so it easily shines above houses and hills. It's gorgeous. It's also in a weird place. Venus has been visiting the most northerly part of the zodiac, which places it strikingly to the right of due west. But keep watching it. During the next 3 months, from now through September, it will visibly shift to the left. Each evening at nightfall, it will still hover at about the same height, but it will continually migrate south or leftward as it marches from its present home in Gemini through Cancer, Leo, Virgo, and into Libra. It will have adventures that will be fun to watch and will continually get brighter, too, until by late summer, it will be dazzling enough to cast shadows. Next Friday and Saturday night, for example, it will hover near the crescent moon. It will then periodically again meet the moon and various stars, like the blue Spica, the final evening of August. Venus is a strange planet. It has the slowest rotation of any object in the known universe. Its equator spins at just 4 miles an hour, and it's the hottest planet, with a day and night temperature that never budges, but remains stuck at 850 degrees. At least it's a dry heat. But no, there's another discomfort there, too. It's air pressure, which is 90 times greater than ours, which means 50 times more pressurized than a pressure cooker. So we'll never land there. It's physically a nightmare. But looking at it, as its clouds made of sulfuric acid droplets brilliantly reflect sunlight, is another story. It's the brightest star-like object in the heavens, and this is the best evening star apparition in years. Enjoy it each evening. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.